Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name is Uliana and I am an alcoholic. The question is, how do we describe alcoholism to someone who is seeking help for their drinking problem? It is a very good question. I wish someone told me about it in my early drinking days, when I start to think I drink not like other people. And how I can describe alcoholism? Alcohol was a solution for all my problems. Any problems, alcohol around me, everywhere. It was part of my life. Alcohol was my helper, who helped me went through the grief and happiness and everything. I couldn't live without alcohol. I drank every day. Not too much, how I thought, but every day, and when I start to drink, I could not stop. It was not just 6 liters. If I start to with one drink, I could drink until I was totally drunk and I fell asleep, or money finished and I couldn't find any more alcohol. Only that circumstances could stop me drink. It means that when I start drink, I could not stop. I could not live that life without alcohol at all. Obsession, mental obsession. I thought about alcohol. In my working days, I remember I look at my watch and say, "Oh, it's 1 hour, and then my day finish, and I will go home, and I can buy some alcohol." I thought about it all the time. I thought, when I will finish my job and how I can buy an alcohol. And I was always I waiting for some events where I could drink legally, easily, openly, and no one tell me that, she's drunk. And because when I drank without reason for other people, they need a reason. For me, I didn't need a reason in my later days, I felt shame. I said, I'm drinking without any reason. Yes. In the morning, I always felt shame and I felt guilt. And after that, I decided and not anymore, no alcohol anymore. I will start a new life. But 2-3 days, and again I feel irritable, discontented, and just I start drinking again. And I could not stop. And even I had a job, even I had a home, and I had everything, but I was an alcoholic. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.